Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So I'll tell you, listening back to Mike Vrabel, and that was him after the game on Thursday, I assume Williams might miss a game or two. I think the way we said it last time we were here, Keith, on Friday, is I don't think it's going to be a long-term injury for Milton Williams. Maybe he misses some games, but he'll be back for the playoffs. I think that takeaway was largely right, but to put him on IR does throw a bit of doubt into it.
Yeah.
They have the bye week coming up. He's going to miss four games. So you're not going to get him back until the last couple of regular season games if he comes back right when he's allowed to come off of IR. So I didn't really expect it to progress like that. I thought maybe he'd miss a game and come back. Maybe he'd miss two and then come back after the bye week. He's going to be out longer than I thought, and that, it should go without saying, is a massive, massive blow to the defense because he's been an incredibly impactful and, you know, massive signing for the Patriots.
Great signing. Incredible signing. You know, and people, I think, wondered at first just because he didn't play a ton in Philadelphia, meaning like percentage of snaps, right? Yeah, like the Philadelphia's like defense was so
the
good.
Snaps or whatever.
Yeah, it might have been. I don't even know if it hit 50%.
It might not have been.
So you're like, all right, that is a lot of money for a guy. Not that I cared about the money, but it was like that was a big investment that they made. And you looked across the free agency, they didn't get the left tackle. They didn't get the wide receiver until later in Diggs. But even that wasn't the big, massive payday. They spent the most money on Milton Williams, and he has lived up to it. He's been incredible. And the combination of him and Barmore, like their pass rush, everyone's like, oh, the pass rush. Well, they generate so much pass rush from those two guys in the middle that it's making Chasen and Landry, making their jobs a lot easier. Plus, you look at what running backs have done against the Patriots. Not much.
No.
And he's a big reason for that. So, yeah, for whatever it is, 11 games, he's been really good. And if you're telling me it's just four games or three games or whatever it is that he misses, okay. I think they'll be okay. But if this team is going to go like beyond even expectations and like win playoff games, I think you need him. I think
so,
you need that guy.
Well, of course. And I'm skeptical it's a high ankle sprain. Isn't that what they called it initially? It's been reported
ankle,
on anyway
as a
high ankle is what I initially saw.
Yep.
I don't think you typically go on IR for a high ankle sprain.
Well, I don't know. You usually typically don't miss 8 weeks for a hamstring.
Well, good point. But so I right from the beginning, Vrabel's like, oh, yeah, he probably could have gone back in. We were just protecting him from himself was the gist of his answer.
Mm-hmm.
And the initial reporting is high ankle sprain. Like, my fear would be, and I'm not telling you it is, but my fear would be it's worse than they're letting on. And I don't think you typically go on IR with a high ankle. Did CeeDee Lamb go on IR when he had his high ankle sprain earlier this year? I don't think so.
No.
So, like, I don't typically think that's what you do.
Yeah. Well, so
Brian Thomas Jr. has a high ankle sprain right now. He's not on IR.
Is he playing, though?
No, he didn't play, but they didn't put him right on IR.
No, that's true.
With a bye week coming up.
Recovery from a high ankle sprain, according to Google AI Overview, depends on the severity, ranging from a few weeks for a mild sprain to several months for a severe one.
Yeah, I think it's typically like 3 games. I think if you have a high ankle sprain, it's less than the IR frame. I'm not telling you that's every single one, but I think traditionally that's what it is.
Well, and we saw this team not put Gonzalez on IR at the beginning of the year, and he missed 3 games. So it wasn't the fourth, so I guess they actually made the right call there, right? Like, we were talking about it every day leading right up until he made his debut in the fourth game of the season. So you're like, all right, I guess that's why they didn't do it. But this one, they kind of made that decision pretty quickly, and obviously it frees up like a roster spot for you. But yeah, obviously not ideal, because that is one thing, like, from the outside, they've been, I don't want to say injury free, like Ramondre's missed games, Kayshon Booty's now missed a couple of games, but compared to some other teams around the league, they've done okay. And now this is like the first real, like, again, Gonzalez missed the beginning, but now he's been back ever since. So this is the biggest one to date.
So, and I see the Twitch chat saying it's better to have him fresh and be ready to go. Yeah, but I'm not saying play him this weekend. IR is telling you they think he's going to miss the next 5 weeks, four games plus the bye week. And that's what they're telling you they think the time frame is. That's worse than a high ankle sprain is all I'm saying.
So I should know this.
At least a traditional high ankle sprain.
I should know this. Is IR 4 games or 4 weeks?
Well, I guess I need to double check that. That's what I think. I'm like 99% sure it's games, not weeks.
It'll be out 5 weeks. He has to miss 4 games.
Yeah. So,
no, but I thought IR was 4 weeks. I know it's getting confusing.
Everything I saw yesterday was 4 games.
I believe it's games.
Okay.
I need to like triple check that.
No, that's fine.
I'm pretty sure that's
probably right. So because they have 2 games, then a bye, then it would be 2 more games.
Yeah.
So like that means he would miss the two, what we're calling tough games, you know, Buffalo and Baltimore, and then theoretically could be back for Jets, Dolphins, and playoffs.
Dark and Stormy Nights, as long as we still get our weekly interview, we're Gucci Jones with the Milkman.
We were supposed to get
him on Friday. I highly doubt that's happening.
Hunter Henry's coming on today, so don't go anywhere.
Yep, that'll be coming up. We're told in the
11
o'clock hour.
Do we have a second guy or no?
No, Christian Ellis is hurt.
Okay.
So we don't get a replacement,
well,
I guess.
Well, next man up has always been a big philosophy down there.
Yeah.
Not the case here with the midday interviews.
Nope, right. I guess not.
That's fine.
So Hunter Henry in the 11 o'clock hour, TBD on Friday. Don't believe there's a second guest today.
It's all right.
But it is Patriots Monday here on WEEI.
Hell yeah.
Pretty good stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you think the defense is championship caliber with a healthy Milton Williams? Like, take his injury out of it. Assuming they're healthy, Gonzo's out there, Milton Williams is out there. Is that a championship caliber defense?
I think it is. Yeah, I think their defense is, they going into it, we felt like they had the corners. Like, they had corners to sort of slow down top receivers in Gonzalez and Davis, and then Marcus Jones has played really well. I still have my questions about, you know, safety, especially after all the roster moves that they made at the beginning of the year. But with Milton Williams, I mean, that defensive front is as good as there is in the league. Those two guys have been putting up incredible seasons. So, yeah, I think it is. You could argue that, well, they have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Haven't been tested a ton this year, but the tests that they had, they held up strongly. So, like, yeah, I think they are a championship defense.
So here's the reason I asked. Mike Reese had a few nitpicks for the Patriots in his Sunday notes. And he said three different potential pitfalls the Patriots face the rest of the way. Two are on defense. One we've talked about constantly, the slow starts.
The first drive is something.
The other Reese mentioned, and Vrabel also brought it up today with Greg. Limited ball disruption is how he put it.
Limited ball disruption?
That's not your ex-wife.
No, quite the contrary.
He said one forced turnover over the past three games, and it was a bad jet snap that Fields just kind of kicked to the Patriots. So Vrabel mentioned that, too. He's like, we got to start creating turnovers. Mm-hmm. They already, I think, were limited there. And, you know, they have not been forcing the turnovers you would expect, especially in a run of bad quarterbacks, save for Baker Mayfield in this stretch. So I already have more questions about the defense, I guess, than the offense, and now you invite Milton Williams and an injury on top of it. He's going to miss at least four games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if that's going to look any better in that stretch without him, like, and that was already where I had my question.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I don't know if the next couple of games we're really going to see it, though. I don't know if Joe Flacco, Chase Brown are going to be able to really exploit the Patriots, and then the following week with, I don't know, maybe Jameis Winston and Devin Singletary. Like, you're talking about backups for both, backup running backs and, or I guess Chase Brown's a starter, but you know what I'm saying, like backup quarterbacks, if there's no Jamar Chase, that's just another guy that gets open really quickly, so they may not be tested the next couple of weeks, but I just think when you're talking...
Coming out of the bye week, they're going to be tested.
Yeah, oh, for sure, and that's, you're going to miss him. I think it's going to show up that you're going to miss him, like he's that good of a player, but through 11 weeks, I think they're fifth in defense, if you're talking points. They're top 10 in yards, too, if you want to talk about like sustained drives and things like that. So it's a growing sample size, and they've proven that they are one of the best defenses. I don't know if they're the Broncos' defense, but they might be just as good as anybody else's.
Twitch chat is accusing us of getting Milton Williams hurt. Really you for asking about his broken bone.
No. Blame Bob Ryan because he was responding to everybody, and we were talking about it, and he had a 20 question.
You're saying even if it is a broken bone, blame Bob Ryan, not you.
For responding to the Never Have I Evers memes on Twitter. I thought that was a good interview, though, with Milton Williams, if I don't mind saying. Because
I thought it was great.
We learned a lot about Milton Williams.
The people really liked the Milkman interview every week. We really enjoyed it. Yep. So, of course, he's been befallen with injury just when we were really starting to get into that interview. And I guess there are bigger problems with that, bigger issues with that. But you say...
not on us.
At Bob Ryan.
Yeah.
Not us.
Yeah, ask him something. He'll answer it. Or no, don't even ask him, though. Just ask anything on Twitter, and he might find
it
somehow.
Turn it into an AI meme with like a hot...
Like an
elderly woman.
Like a decent cougar.
And he'll respond.
Oh, sure.
You could really ask anything with that meme, and he will.
Anything goes.
He will get back to you.
Yeah.
By the way, the other issue beyond the limited ball disruption.
Yep, right.
And the slow starts on D. Mm. Red zone offense for the Patriots. I think this is a sneaky one.
Yep.
23 touchdowns and 39 trips this year. So they are at about 60%, 59% success rate down there. That one surprises me. And. Reese makes the point it's maybe due to a lack of power running game down there where they've struggled. So it was better with Travion Henderson, at least some of the power running this past week or going back to Thursday.
The line stuffed him into the end zone on one of them.
But that's
maybe Ramondre, despite his ball handling issues, maybe he's a little bit better at that. You know, he might be more traditionally your like 5 yard and in running back than Travion Henderson is. That also might be a spot where you look for Drake May even a little bit more. I know you're not trying to get him killed, but that might be a spot for him.
Well, yeah, if you're struggling in the red zone and you need it in a big game, you know, not this week against the Bengals or Monday night against the Giants the following week. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Bills and Ravens games, a playoff game, that might be something that adds to it for sure. 617-779-7937, all your thoughts from week 11 as we got a chance to go back and watch all those games. Where do you think the Patriots fit into the big picture? I don't think there's a team in the league they can't play with right up through Sunday Night Football, watching the Eagles and the Lions.
Clear.
Never mind. Good news all around for the Pats. Jamar Chase probably, it seems like, is trending towards being out after spitting on Jalen Ramsey yesterday. Never mind. The Chiefs are still outside of the playoffs looking in. Probably good news there. We'll go all the way around the NFL, give you all the games coming up. And what happened for week 11 at 11:30? Hunter Henry on the way as well. We got to get to Bill Belichick and his out of nowhere wild statement over the weekend.
God, what is he doing?
We'll get to that coming up. But we also got to get to the Bruins. The rivalry is back with the Canadians.
Did you feel it?
I
felt it.
Didn't take long at all.
No.
They hate each other.
Drop the puck. Yep. They were at each other's throats.
Drop the puck, drop the gloves.
I am very plowed and pleased.
I am plowed and pleased with this team right now.
Let's get to the Bruins next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.